I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in to Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, and we are lucky to be joined by head baseball coach Mark Martinez. San Diego State Aztecs, the opening day kicks off tomorrow, hopefully pending weather. Coach Martinez, how are you? How is this squad? Good to have you on the show.
Well, yeah, I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys having me on. As far as the squad goes, I mean, they're getting some great garage time during the week. We haven't been on the field for a couple days, but hopefully that's a little bit of a blessing. We can, fill up the tank, so to speak, and kind of conserve some of the energy because they're going to spend a lot of it. You know how it is when it's opening day and there's a lot of excitement and anxiety and all that good stuff. So we're looking forward to the season and we're ready to kick it off. What I did tell our guys the other day is that we need to play someone else. It's to that point of the spring where we're kind of tired of seeing the same old Johnnies out there. Let's go play somebody else and see what we can really do.
Mark, 5 championships in the last 6 years. I know you're ecstatic about that accomplishment, but I know that you want to go further, and we seem to kind of have this chat about this time every year. And I'm assuming that that's the goal again here in 2019 is let's get to an NCAA regional and win it, because it seems like if you guys break through that, then you guys are right there with where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's I think it's starting to become an expectation, not so much a goal, as to get to regional. The next really big step, and mind you, it's a big step, is to win a regional. And, there's a lot of things that have to come into play in order for us to do that. We feel like we've gotten a group of guys, some really good athletes, and kind of make some noise there. But, things have to fall into place. We've got to be healthy at the end of the year. We've got to be playing good baseball at that time of year. All those things come into play. But we feel like the program has got to a point where the expectation is to play in a regional every year. Now, once we, hopefully get past that regional, now we can start looking towards Nebraska and Omaha and hopefully find a way to get in that tournament and have an opportunity to win a national championship.
I think the San Diego State baseball team is closer to all of that than a lot of people think that they are. And having seen you guys play in these regionals the last half decade, I know how close you are. The problem is, A, there are no easy teams in these regionals, especially on the West Coast. I mean, they're going to load up with some really good teams. And B, San Diego State has not ever been chosen to host a regional. And I think that would be a nice thing to have. And you've got a beautiful stadium there named after my partner's dad. Yeah. Is that a possibility that you guys could host one, or would something crazy have to happen for that?
It's definitely a possibility. I think one of the steps is to win a regional, and then you become in that conversation of, the following year, okay, that's an opportunity to host. You still got to field a good team and have a good record and, RPI and all that good stuff. But in order to kind of have that opportunity, you got to win a regional. And hosting the Mountain West tournament last year was a huge shot in the arm for us to win it here. It had a regional type atmosphere. The crowds were unbelievable. It was a great feel for us, and I think we could double in size. We host a regional and pack this place, and it would put us in a position to realize that dream, that goal of playing for a national championship. But that is part of the process. I'm glad you brought that up. Is that I think one thing that San Diego State does very well is host those NCAA championships, with basketball and track and all the other ones. And so our school understands how to do that. We have to put our program in a position to have that opportunity. And when it comes, that's kind of going to be a big springboard into that next step, that next level.
Mark Martinez, head baseball coach for San Diego State. Both of our alums joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Mark, you guys are returning some really good players. You know, Logan Boyer, who's going to start hopefully the opening game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Julian Escobedo, Casey Smith, all three preseason All Conference team. Talk a little bit about those guys, the leadership, the improvement from, you know, for two of the guys, sophomore to junior year, and for one freshman mm-hmm. to sophomore year.
Yeah. Well, first of all, with Logan, you know, he's battle-tested. He's also, you know, battled some injuries throughout his career here, and he's healthy, knock on wood, going into this season. He's a big arm. He's an experienced guy. You know, even going into the fall, we kind of had targeted him to be the Friday night guy. Like you said, he's anywhere from 93 to 96 mile an hour. He's got a cut fastball. He's got a sinker. He's got a pretty good changeup and a power breaking ball. So he's a great matchup for anybody that we play. And he's earned that position just by kind of the experiences he's had leading up to this point. And so we're going to ask him to, you know, carry the mail a little bit, so to speak. And he's a big, strong, physical guy, and we're hoping he can get us deep in the games. And that kind of transitions into Casey Schmidt, who was a freshman All-American last year, but he was also a closer. And having a dynamic closer, his ERA last year, I believe, was a .27.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's pretty good for a closer, I guess.
pretty good. Pretty good.
He just, you know, Tony, he just eclipsed my school record there. It was very close. I think he needed that last out to push me out of the record books there.
Little side note on that. His one run he gave up was on a bases-loaded intentional walk. He threw it to the backstop at Cal Poly for us to lose the game.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, yeah, that one stung a little bit. So it's good we're doing the major league deal. You just hold up four fingers and you walk the guy. So that should help Casey, we hope. But, you know, what Casey does for us is he shortens the game. You know, he's a really good closer, so the game's shortened to, you know, eight innings, so to speak. And our starting pitching with Logan and Harrison Fyatt, who's a fifth-year senior, and we have another senior in Brad Wegman that's going to pitch on the weekend. So we have an experienced starting rotation to get to that back end of the bullpen, and our bullpen is one of our strengths. And then, you know, hand the ball off to Casey, and hopefully we can finish some games. But he's done a nice job, you know, I think growing as a baseball player, as a third baseman, as an offensive player. I think he still has a lot of growth there, you know, as far as the process. It's hard to hit a baseball, as you know. And he's learning that, but he's an exceptional athlete, and he should have, hopefully we're looking for a big year from him. And then Julian Escobedo is getting a lot of, you know, attention professionally.
Yeah.
He's kind of a prototypical center fielder. It's kind of what San Diego State does, right, Tony?
That's right. That's what we do best.
I mean, we have that. That's one of the positions that cranks out, you know, dudes, you know, year in, year out. And Julian's kind of the next one in a long line of great center fielders. You know, he covers a lot of ground. He can run exceptionally well. He's also going to pitch for us a little bit this year. Mm. He's one of those bullpen guys we're going to hand the ball to. He's anywhere from 89 to 92 on the mound and has a power breaking ball, so he can get some lefties out, and he's going to be asked to do that as well. And he'll hit in the middle of our lineup, and he's grown into that player from his freshman year to get some experience. Sophomore year, played pretty much every game, and now he's the anchor of our lineup. And all three of those guys that you mentioned are guys that do it the right way. You know, and it's, you know, kind of what your dad talked about is do things right. And one of the reasons they're being very successful is they do it right. And it's really cool to kind of see that process and them understanding how to do it the right way, not only out here on the baseball field, but, you know, once they leave the park, they're great citizens, they're really good students. So it's really cool to kind of see those guys blossom into great baseball players as well.
Mark Martinez is with us. San Diego State's baseball season gets underway tomorrow against USF. Keep the rain away, and Tony Gwynn Stadium's gates will open for yet another season. I want to ask just a little bit more about Casey Schmidt, because the thing that amazed me was the ERA. It was his ability to come in and close games. But it was mostly that he would close games walking over from third base to the mound to close the game. He didn't go, you know, he didn't go down to the bullpen for four or five innings and rest and relax like, you know, a closer would do. He was playing third base, and then you'd go out on the field and go, all right, get over here. And he'd come over to the mound. That was special. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that can do stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's a tall order for anybody, you know, and that's a learned process too, you know, and we really didn't start closing him until about a third of the way through the season, and it really more based on the training and the mindset of doing it and understanding that he did get his mound time. Most people didn't see it. You know, we plan ahead, you know, maybe it's in the seventh inning, he wasn't coming up that inning, he'd run down to the bullpen, he'd, you know, fire some bullets, go down there and kind of, you know, get a feel for the mound, get a feel for his split finger, and then go back out, play defense. And if he was coming up that inning, he might skip a bullpen session. But one good thing, you know, that he learned is that he was lathered up. He's ready to go. He didn't have to take a huge amount of time down the bullpen to get prepared to come in the game. And the other thing that I really was impressed with him last year as a freshman is really understanding what was going on in the other dugout, like who's coming up, how can he attack the hitters that were going to coming up, and you know, how are they going to be pitched to, you know, with his arsenal and what their weaknesses were. And he pitched to those weaknesses, but he also let his strength kind of guide him through those, you know, those are tough innings, you know, those the ninth inning, that's a hard inning. Those last 3 hours are exceptionally hard to get, and he did it, you know, with a senior type mentality, being a freshman, and he was rewarded with a freshman All-American.
Our Aztecs will take on University of San Francisco Dons tomorrow at 6 p.m. Logan Boyer toes the mound against Riley Ornindo, I believe it is, for the Dons. Coach Martinez, listen, we always love having you on here. Good luck tomorrow and this weekend. Let's get 3 Ws. Why not?
Start off on the
Let's
right
go.
Foot.
Let's go. Go Aztecs. This is a huge weekend, as you know. Anytime you get off to a good start, it kind of helps you throughout the season. So that's what we're looking to do. And hopefully the weather cooperates and we can go out and play some baseball this weekend. Looking forward to anybody come out and watch us play and bundle up. It should be nice and cool. But hopefully the team is can warm your hearts watching us play.
They got no free agents holding out in college baseball.
Right,
everybody's going to be playing. Everyone's in the lineup. There's no messing around. You got everything. And I'll tell you another thing about San Diego State. I was looking later at the schedule. You get to go to Oregon State this year for two games. They're the defending national champs. I think it's always fun anytime San Diego State gets a crack at the national champs. So we'll make sure we catch up with you before then. But good luck to get the season rolling, Mark. And thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And go Aztecs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.